In the midst of a popular uprising and a brutal government crackdown in Yemen, the Obama administration appears poised to grant a visa to Yemen's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, so that he can receive medical treatment in New York. Now, this is a politically complex and potentially controversial decision. Many in Yemen revile President Saleh and have been calling for his removal since the start of the Arab Spring earlier this year. Hundreds of anti-government protesters have been killed by Saleh's troops, but Saleh has been a key U.S. ally in the hunt for al-Qaeda operatives in Yemen. Aaron David Miller is a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center. He's also been an advisor on Middle East affairs for Republican and Democratic administrations, and he joins us now. Mr. Miller, good to have you.
Appreciate the chance.
What's behind the administration's decision to grant a visa to President Saleh?
I think it's a necessity, a pragmatic problem that the administration now confronts. You've got an American ally that has helped in the prosecution of the war against al-Qaeda, who has a legitimate medical problem. Not to grant him a visa creates problems for the administration. To grant him one will further, no doubt, reduce our already diminished credibility. We're still perceived, Arab Spring or not, to be in league with Arab authoritarians.
What does the administration, the Obama administration, get out of this? I mean, what's the potential upside here?
The thinking is, perhaps you can begin to affect the situation on the ground and let this transition to a non-Saleh Yemen take its course. I doubt, though, that that's going to be what transpires. We ran into a similar problem with the Shah. Jimmy Carter got the worst of both worlds. I don't think there are any good answers to this one. If he's admitted, our already diminished credibility is going to plunge further. We probably will not get the anticipated positive bump by removing him from the political equation. And I think on this one, you're going to see the old expression, no good deed goes unpunished, come to fruition.
Well, you mentioned the case of President Jimmy Carter and the Shah of Iran. Of course, President Carter allowed the Shah to come to the U.S. for medical treatment. That didn't turn out so well. It led to a year-plus hostage crisis involving U.S. diplomats. Any parallels there that the administration should be worried about?
Well, I'd be battening down the hatches for sure, as the administration is. It's obviously a no-brainer in terms of our diplomatic presence in Yemen. But look, I'm not sure our policy can be driven exclusively by this. The administration is trying to balance political needs, the reality of a request for medical treatment, the support of a longstanding ally, and finally, perhaps a capacity, it believes, to affect a very complex situation on the ground. So again, yeah. On this one, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
But let me ask you this, and I want to ask you because you're a seasoned advisor around these issues. You know, if I look at this from the outside, President Saleh was injured in an attack, first went to Saudi Arabia for a treatment. So why not? Why doesn't Washington just help facilitate a move back to Saudi Arabia or maybe to Europe or even India, which is now a destination for wealthy foreigners seeking medical treatment?
Right. I mean, there are 1,000 different reasons why Saleh could probably seek medical treatment elsewhere. I don't know the extent of his injuries. There's no question, though, that the preferred place of treatment is here. He may also harbor prospects of stirring the pot here, of trying to consolidate some sort of political position. All of these motives, it seems to me, are in play. The administration has to make a judgment. Will the admission of Saleh into the United States conclusively create some sort of turning point against America? Lead to a deterioration of the situation in Yemen or an improvement? I think the answer is no. But any time someone applies to this country for humanitarian and medical purposes, a head of state allied with the United States, we're going to have to give that careful consideration. The administration, it seems to me, is also trying to make a virtue out of necessity. Perhaps they can find a way to affect the situation in Yemen positively by keeping him out of the country.
Aaron David Miller is a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center. He was also an advisor on Middle Eastern affairs to several Republican and Democratic administrations. Aaron David Miller, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Pleasure, Anthony.